What a fucking time to be alive. Oh, I can't even go to bed for 7 hours without some type of news breaking in this ridiculous shit show, soap opera, plane crashing into the mountain saga that is Tesla. Oh my God. What is up, fools? It is August 25th. It's 6:30 in the fucking morning. Because I literally just woke up and saw what happened last night after I foolishly decided to go to bed last night at 10:58. That CEO Numbnuts decided to put out a blog post last night saying that he's decided to keep the company public. And so I wanted to announce that I will also be keeping the QTR podcast public. So let's have a round of a fucking applause for me. Woo! That's right, folks. I met with bankers from Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley over the last week. And they found that there was no fucking way that anybody wanted to take the QTR podcast private. And so I learned about it on Thursday, but I decided to write a blog post about it on Friday night at 11 p.m. EST. Seven hours after the market closed. How about that shit? We don't need no stinking 8K, you fucking cockroach. Oh, I'm in a weird mood this morning. I should do these in the morning more often. Anyways, before we get started, let me say two things. If it's not obvious by what I have said so far in this podcast, I'm not an investment professional. So take your advice elsewhere. Do your research elsewhere. Find a guy in a suit, some fucking Joseph A. Bank, loafers wearing, you know, oh, well, we're looking for the conservative road. How about an ETF here, Bill? One of those types of guys. Okay, that's going to talk to you about your fucking golf swing, not because he wants to, but because that's how he was brought up to quote-unquote relate to people that he's selling some horseshit financial product to. Okay, go talk to that guy. But I hold no licenses, no registrations, no nothing. I have no formal education, and I'm an idiot. All right, with that out of the way, I would like to say also that today's episode is brought to you by the shiny, happy people that call themselves my Patreons. They keep this show advertisement-free, and they keep me in business, and they're just general all-around badasses. A couple new Patreons since yesterday, guys like Marco Rulio and Patrick Osgood. Thank you guys very much for motherfucking riding with me. Ken R., Adam Pedraza, Christian Rocca, some of my newer Patreons, guys like Joseph Beebe, Garrett Jervis, Robert Nogler, Richard Frymery. I don't know how the fuck you say that. Sorry, Rich. It's early in the morning. Franz, Thomas Wysocki, John Sumner, Marco Vitti. What up? Two times this week. Anyways, I want to shout you guys out. I appreciate you all. Even you, John Fadul, checking in. All right. With that being said, has anything new happened since yesterday? I don't know. Hold on, let me get on the old Twitter box here. I literally went from rolling out of bed this morning. I mean, I just woke up. It's 6:40 in the morning right now. And I took one look at this staying private blog. I saw that the news broke last night. I'm so pissed that I missed it last night. I can't believe I didn't see this last night. But whatever, at least I got to see it this morning. I started to read it, I started laughing, then I got angry, then I was like, you know what, I have to go do a podcast. So, for those of you that missed what's going on here, CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, tweeted out 3 weeks ago that he had funding secured to take the company private at $420 per share, all right, per share. Sorry, there's going to be a lot of fuck-ups this morning, so get used to it, and I'm not editing audio at 6:45 in the morning. I don't even have a coffee in front of me. I mean, I'm pissed at Elon about the disclosure stuff, but I'm even more pissed that I don't have a coffee yet this morning. Ugh. Ugh, gotta get that stretch in. All right. Is everybody heavily sedated because I'm about to read this blog post from Elon Musk that he decided to post last night. All right, this little gem is called Staying Public. Nice name, right? By Elon Musk, August 24th, 2018. Earlier this month, I announced that I was considering taking Tesla private. False! False already, line one. Earlier this month, Dildo, you said that funding was secured to take the company private. Okay, that's what you said. Not that you were considering, as if it was fucking your decision only and nobody else's. I feel like I'm reading a second grader's book report. It continues, as part of this process, it was important to understand whether our current investors believe this would be a good strategic move and whether they would want to participate in a private Tesla. By the way, this is in a blog post and not an 8K. Our investors are extremely important to me. Almost all have stuck with us from the time we went public in 2010 when we had no cars in production and only a vision of what we wanted to be. They believe strongly in our mission to advance sustainable energy and care deeply about our success. I worked with Silver Lake, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley, who have world-class experience in these matters, to consider the many factors that would come into play in taking Tesla private and to process all the incoming interest that we have received from investors to fund a go-private transaction. Okay, yeah, he worked with these guys for what, 2 weeks? I mean, it just broke that he retained Morgan Stanley 2 days ago. I don't know how long he's been working for him, but my guess is the meetings with Silver Lake, Goldman, and Morgan Stanley went something like this. Hi, guys. I'd like to retain you to consider to take the company private. Yeah, great. It's going to be $20 million up front, and can you please sign this shit right here just saying that we're in no way liable? All right, I'll just go ahead and sign that. Here you go, Elon Musk. All right, here's these papers. Great, and after receiving these papers, we'd like to notify you that there's no fucking way your company's going to go private. It's not happening, Junior. Sorry. By the way, we'll take that $20 million in cash. You're not getting no 120-day receivable love from Goldman Sachs. They want a wire. They got to put gasoline in their private jet with your $20 million. Anyways, the letter continues. Based on the discussions that have taken place over the last couple of weeks and a thorough consideration of what is best for the company, a few things are clear to me. Given the feedback I've received, it's apparent that most of Tesla's existing shareholders believe we are better off as a public company and also believe in unicorns. Additionally, a number of institutional shareholders have explained that they have internal compliance issues that limit how much they can invest in a private company that's burning tons of cash. There is also no proven path for most retail investors to own shares if we were private, although the majority of shareholders I spoke to said that they would remain with Tesla if we went private. The sentiment, in a nutshell, was, quote, please don't do this. I knew the process of going private would be challenging, but it's clear it would be even more time-consuming and distracting than initially anticipated. This is a problem because we absolutely must stay focused on ramping Model 3 and becoming profitable. We will not achieve our mission of advancing sustainable energy unless we are also financially sustainable. That's true. That said, my belief that there is more than enough funding to take Tesla private was reinforced during this process. After considering all these factors, I met with Tesla's board of directors yesterday and let them know I believe the better path is for Tesla to remain public. The board indicated that they agree. Well, that's a big fucking surprise, isn't it? Isn't that a big surprise that the board agrees? Moving forward, we will continue to focus on what matters most, building products that people love and that make a difference to the shared future of life on Earth. We've shown that we can make great sustainable energy products, debatable, and we now need to show that we can be sustainably profitable. With all the progress we've made on the Model 3, we're positioned to do this, and that's what the team and I are going to be putting our efforts toward. Thank you to all of our investors, customers, and employees for the support you've given our company. I'm incredibly excited to continue leading Tesla as a public company. It is a privilege. My guess is that you will not be CEO of Tesla at some point relatively soon, because this is what is known as a full-scale DEFCON 1 four-alarm Hindenburg-style Titanic fuck-up. That's what this is. If you want the financial non-registered investment advisor terminology for what just happened, that's what I would call this entire fucking mess. And if this was Joelle Frank's idea, who is the newly hired public relations company that Tesla just brought on, if this is Joelle Frank's idea to put this information out in a blog after he says in this blog post that he met with Tesla's board of directors yesterday, which was Thursday, and there was a whole day when the stock traded, which was Friday. If it was whoever's idea it was to release this in a blog Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, is cowardly. I mean, I don't know if you hire a public relations firm so they can give you the sage-like advice to release bad news on a Friday after the market closes. I mean, you don't need to go out and retain a public relations firm to understand that a lot of companies do that. So if this was the advice of Joelle Frank, you're overpaying them for whatever they're being paid for. And if it was just Elon being Elon, you know, guys, hey, just riffing, you know, just riffing out here in a blog post, just freestyling, just saying whatever the fuck I want, whenever the fuck I want. If it was Elon's idea without Joelle Frank, well, that goes to reinforce what I think is a broader issue at the company, which is a CEO doing whatever he likes. Let me, for those of you not in the know, maybe you're just tuning in and you're not into the capital markets, you're not into the stock market a lot, but let me just inform you of how any other company would have done this, all right? First off, it wouldn't have taken 2 weeks to figure this out, first off, okay? This would have been a month-long or two-month-long process with investment bankers. They run internal rate of return shit. They put together discounted cash flow models. They have to meet with investors. There's a whole process to it. There's a whole process of due diligence that needs to be done. The fact that within 3 weeks, this guy announced the going private offer, then he stood around for 3 or 4 days while his piss dried, probably. And then he went out and decided to retain these investment banks like 4 days later. And the fact that they've come to this incredible King Solomon-like decision here over the course of, what, another week after we're only just learning that he had hired Morgan Stanley a couple of days ago, if that's true, that means they didn't do anything. That means they literally hired these guys, and then within a week's time, they were able to turn around the fact that either it didn't make sense to do it, or there wasn't enough investor demand, or whatever, or nobody's going to be able to make it happen. Folks, that is as clear of an indication that there is no reality at this company as you're going to get. I just don't know how else to explain it. So 2 days ago when I'm screaming on this Hedgeye podcast that I did, because the guy that's hosting the podcast, who by the way is a great analyst and a super nice guy, you know, is kind of laughing at shit like this as it happens, I'm getting pissed off. And why am I getting pissed off? Because I think this is a circus. This is a goddamn circus, this company. All right? I don't know what the stock's going to do on Monday, but what I can tell you is this looks terrible. There is no way around it. People are already sending me messages. Oh, the stock's going to go up on this Monday. Good. Oh, I hope it goes to 500 on Monday. I really don't care. And I think other short sellers are probably thinking the same thing. I mean, I don't really understand how this is not proof positive that this guy is either lying or is insane. It has been 2.5 weeks since he first tweeted about the go private offer. And now he's saying, shareholders don't want him to do it. Well, what about the shareholders that bought after his tweet, which sent the stock up over $380 a share, all the way down to the pre-market lows last week, which hit 282, I think. What about the people that bought at 282? Do you think they don't want you to go private at 420? Because I bet some of them do. And as Mark Spiegel said last night on my podcast, up until Friday, the meter was still running, I guess, on people who may be able to lodge legal claims against the company for bullshitting them about going private. So anybody that traded in the stock since Elon's tweet, which I think was August 6th, now potentially has a claim against the company. So at least they kind of cut that you know, they cauterized that wound a little bit. They cut off, I guess, they stopped the meter from running there. If there's one good thing that has come out of this total shit show, that would be it. If there's one good thing for the company, it's that they're starting to get this behind them, I guess. There's no more questions up in the air. Throughout this whole time that they've been talking about it in blog posts and whatever, you know, they never definitively said in an 8K, we're doing it, we're not doing it, funding secured, funding's not secured. I mean, we knew that they were going to hire advisors and all that shit. The next thing that's going to happen here is going to be a recapitalization of the company. I now have no doubt in my mind. It was either leaked to Charlie Gasparino last week. My guess is it was leaked to him. That if they couldn't get the go private deal done, which obviously I think when he was reporting that, the company probably knew that they couldn't get it done then, but who knows, that they would consider doing a recapitalization. So what does a recapitalization look like? I don't know, except for that in any instance, it's probably going to wind up putting pressure on the equity. That is going to be my guess. So I don't know what the stock is going to do Monday. I want to say that it should move lower on public trust in Elon Musk falling to an all-time low. However, he is, like Mark Spiegel said, very much like Donald Trump. I could stand out in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? I could tell people we're going private at $420 a share and then not go private at all and not lose any shareholders, okay, folks? That's what I feel like it's like for Musk. So if the stock comes out and rips $100 on Monday, I won't be fucking surprised. However, the Securities and Exchange Commission San Francisco office, who is reportedly working on this, has to be absolutely salivating over this. First off, the fact that this whole thing happened. Second off, the way that this was disclosed on a Friday night at 11 o'clock. Why in God's name would you do that when you wrote in the note that you knew on Thursday, file the 8K Thursday night, let the stock trade Friday? Any other company, by the way, Microsoft, Coca-Cola, General Electric, any other real company, by the way, what they do is they take 2 months or a month and a half to consider their options. Like I said, they have to put together spreadsheets. They have to use Excel. It's very impressive. They go to bankers, guys in suits, this, that, and the other thing, dinners, investors, bing, boom, all the shit I'm trying to avoid by staying off Wall Street. And then after they do that, then they meet together with a board where the board collectively makes a decision, not the CEO rushes into the boardroom wearing a t-shirt and flip-flop saying, well, it's not going to work. And the board goes, hey, he says it's not going to work, it's not going to work. That's not how it happens. They get together with their PR firm, with their IR firm, and they put out a release on a Monday morning or on a Friday morning. And they say, you know, meeting of the strategic group of whatever the fuck they're called has happened. And we've decided through careful consideration with our bankers and this, that, and the other guy, that we could unlock more value for shareholders by remaining a public company, and therefore we have concluded our strategic review process, blah, 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 blah. That's how regular companies do it. They put out a thing, it's a company press release, it goes out on Business Wire, it's not some fucking blog on this guy's WordPress blog, okay? They file a corresponding 8K at the same time. They include the press release as an exhibit. And that, my friends, is how business on the public markets is done. Instead, this guy hits a blog post that comes out at 11 o'clock on a Friday. I love it. I love it. This is indicative that apparently over the last 2 weeks, nothing from a corporate communication standpoint at this company has changed in any meaningful manner. And that was another point I got challenged on the Hedge Eye podcast. By the way, if you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to me scream about Tesla for an hour while sweating on the Hedge Eye podcast that was 2 days ago. Although it's almost irrelevant at this point. But one of the things that I was lobbying for on that podcast was starting over with a new corporate communication strategy. And you would think that hiring a firm like Joel Frank, whose job is basically to make you look like less of an ass, or as it's called in the industry, crisis communication. When you guys are having a crisis, we'll help you communicate. Meaning we will help you spin shit and we'll help you look less like stupid asses. Which, in my personal opinion, is a plan that either has not been implemented yet at Tesla or CEO Musk has gone rogue. Just like Sarah Palin did. You guys remember when Sarah Palin went rogue?
Oh, it was so fantastic, guys. Sarah Palin, she's such a strong woman. She went rogue. She was not gonna be stopped by the media or anybody from saying what she wanted to say and doing what she wanted to do. She went off script. It was so brave.
That's what everybody thought at first, right? She wrote a book called Going Rogue. Everybody was very impressed. And then we learned like 6 months later, maybe she's just an idiot. Maybe she's just a moron. And she's not going rogue. You're giving her credit for playing some eight-dimensional game of chess when she's sitting at home trying to play tic-tac-toe writing only O's. You can't do that. You cannot do that. So when everybody thought she was going rogue, it just turned out she was a dummy. Maybe that's what's going on here. Maybe Elon is going rogue.
Don't worry, guys. I'm going to clear up this mess and put out a blog post tonight that's going to make everything better.
As Dwight Schrute would say, false. You have made everything worse, in fact. So the bulls and the bears are going to see this however they want to see it. But one thing is for sure, all of the short sellers that came out after this tweet was put up and said, hey, this kind of sounds like bullshit. Looks like they may have been right. And conversely, everybody that came out and said, this is a real deal. This is happening. 420. The Saudis want to... I'm going to throw a 420 party. That's what Ross Gerber wrote. I'm going to throw a funding secured 420 party. It's like, bitch, you're going to be throwing a 220 party when the stock opens on Monday. And if the stock opens higher than 220 on Monday, which I'm sure it will, it's going to be a race to see who can furiously pound the equity into submission like Henzo Gracie putting a fucking rear naked choke on the equity to get it to zero through some type of financing means, because now they're going to need money. You could say what you wanted to about the going private deal, but if they had found funding for it, which they claim that they did, which I don't know, I still don't believe they formally found funding. I mean, you can't just point around a room and like be like, hey, Mohammed bin Talal, you good for a billion? You know, oh, yes, my friend. Okay, all right, well, that counts as secured. That's not how it works, all right? So now the question is going to be, where the fuck are these guys going to get money from? First off, how's this for a pitch to sell to an investor? Hi, guys, we just lied about going private, and we'd like to sell some equity. So how much can I put you down for, huh? Huh, guys? $1 billion? $2 billion? Please, don't all jump at the opportunity at once. Oh, and did I mention we'd like to be selling it at market prices? How are they going to go out and raise money now? That's my question. And I think the answer is going to be through some kind of incredibly toxic convertible preferred, which was a suggestion that was given to me by my very intelligent friend Kubiko, who, if you are not following on Twitter, you should be. He's at Kubiko, K-E-U-B-I-K-O. But I was discussing with him the opportunity. What the fuck am I saying? God damn it, it's early in the morning. I was discussing with him the possibility of the company recapitalizing after Gasparino made that the talking point, whether that was done purposefully or not. I think it was earlier this week. And I was trying to figure out a way that a recap would work for this company. And the only way possible that made any sense to me, because they can't go out and just issue more paper. It's going to be more debt on shittier terms at a higher interest rate. That's going to just ultimately increase their leverage, and there's going to be no demand for it, and it's going to be junk rated, beyond junk rated. So that's off the table. They could go out and try to issue a whack of equity at just a substantial discount. First off, we're going to have to see where the stock opens on Monday. Second off, you know, I don't know what that discount would have to look like and whether people are interested in investing in the equity portion of the capital structure. More likely is the suggestion from my fine-feathered friend Kubiko, who suggested to me that convertible preferreds with warrants and a payment-in-kind dividend and a put option and all different types of horribly dilutive coverage and fail-safes could be a better opportunity because they are a little bit higher up on the capital structure and they would give the buyer an opportunity to, if the stock rallied on news of it happening, to cash out relatively quickly and use their, you know, warrant coverage, put options, etc., to recoup what they spent almost, you know, probably within the first month that they own the products. And this is what a lot of people do when they participate in secondaries or in private offerings. And I don't think you're supposed to, but I think this is the lay of the land. People that participate in these deals, they go out and they will short the stock immediately down to the deal price. And then they'll consummate the deal and they'll cover using the shares that they purchased in the deal. So it's called shorting against the box. It's just one of the first little kinds of fuckery that you find out about when you start learning that Wall Street, believe it or not, guys, is not all unicorns and fucking rainbows. Sorry that I have to report that on a Saturday morning to you. Oh, the board put out a statement too. How did I miss this? Over the past several weeks, we put in place a process led by a special committee of the board. Past several weeks, give me a break. To evaluate a proposal Elon was considering to take Tesla private. They don't say CEO, they just say Elon. Eh, we all know each other here. You know Elon. Yesterday, we held... Elon Musk? No, we're talking about Elon Smith. He works in logistics. Yesterday, we held a board meeting during which Elon reported on the work he and his advisors have been doing in connection with this effort. Elon communicated to the board that after having done this work and considered all factors, he believes the better path is to no longer pursue a transaction for taking Tesla private. After discussing this, we dissolved the special committee, which may or may not have existed in the first place. The board and the entire company remain focused on ensuring Tesla's operational success, and we fully support Elon as he continues to lead the company moving forward. Hey, we all know each other here. You know fucking Elon, huh? Hey, we don't need to use no fucking last names around here, all right? Everybody knows each other. Excuse me, I gotta grab my nuts real quick. Hold on 1 second. Hey, you know Vinny the Tool Shed and Tommy the Term Sheet and Bobby the Battery. We all know each other around here, okay? Hey, you guys want to go play some fucking stickball out in the street? Ah, this is just great. By the way, if you have questions, you can contact Investor Relations, IR@Tesla.com. I would have liked it much more if they had put the board members' personal information. Contact James Murdoch at home, 267-421. Thank you. That would be interesting. So the board releases a paragraph here, which is interesting, and I'm reading a Twitter recap by Elon Bachman that I'm enjoying reading. It says, let's start with the bearish stuff. At this point, no serious observer denies that Musk's funding secured tweet was a lie and likely the single most damaging act of market manipulation in the history of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Nailed it! Until today, leaks to the press indicated lawyers were aware of the liability from association with Musk. Carefully lawyered statements such as the one below suggested the board was not yet acting cohesively, but rather as individuals. And he tweeted out the press release from August 8th, where several members of the board put out a statement while others didn't. By the way, this is from @ElonBachman on Twitter. A non-independent director, Brad Buss, was appointed to the special committee in lieu of Murdoch, who's an independent director, which hinted that Murdoch was aware of how dangerous Tesla had become to his reputation, which, in my opinion, he might be Gasparino's source. That's just a guess, but that's my opinion. Everything pointed to a board that was insulating itself from Elon. Form a committee, check the legal boxes, give Elon time to pretend to structure a deal so that they had a pretext for resigning. And then that didn't happen. The SEC issued subpoenas. The deal was quickly abandoned. And the board is, according right to this last press release, to be throwing its support behind Elon, who doesn't even need a last name in the press release. He's not CEO Elon Musk. He's just Elon. E-L-O-N. This suggests four possibilities, each as hard to fathom as the next, all right? And again, this I'm reading from the Twitter stream of at Elon Bachman, E-L-O-N-B-A-C-H-M-A-N. Here are the four possibilities that Elon Bachman says are possible. One, the full board did not draft last night's statement, which I think is probably the case, and we'll see one or more independent directors resigning next week. He said that seems like a stretch. I think that's the likely scenario. Two, the SEC gave Tesla an all clear on an act of fraud so blatant that it will make the SEC a laughingstock for years. That seems like a big stretch to me. Three, the SEC assured the board that they will only go after Elon personally and not the company or directors. The board, having discharged its duties to shareholders, can pretend that all is well. It would be weird for the SEC to make such a large concession so early on. It would be weird. And I don't think the board's out of the clear regardless. I don't think the board should be worried about the SEC. I think Elon should be worried about the SEC. The board should be worried about their personal fiduciary liability. They can be held personally liable for fucking up the works here. That's what the board should be worried about. The board should be seeking independent counsel. Four, Tesla's directors, despite hiring competent counsel, do not understand the risk they are running and are going to go down with the ship. This also seems like a stretch, though perhaps the most plausible amongst a group of implausible explanations. Well, look, I think if I had to guess, I would say that situation one would be the more likely scenario, that the board didn't draft the statement last night and that we'll see independent directors resigning. If board members don't resign, then that just goes to tell you how out of whack this board is. I mean, it's a catch-22 to try and figure out whether the board knows what they're doing. If they resign, that at least tells me that, yes, there was fuckery going on, which everybody already knows. And it shows that they're interested in covering their asses, which is smart. If the board doesn't resign, that just means to me that they tolerate this. I mean, if I was on the board of directors of this company and this shit was happening, I would be out. O-U-T, out, done, see ya, peace, sayonara. I would be at either my attorney's office or I would be at a local bar drinking a margarita, reading the Tesla cash tag on Twitter, and just thinking to myself over and over and over for days, thank fuck I'm no longer a part of this. So we will have to see how things go moving forward, but it is Saturday morning. I got shit to do today. You know, I didn't really plan on doing a podcast today. And again, it's not supposed to be a Tesla podcast. It's not a Tesla podcast, I know. But what am I supposed to do when I wake up and shit like this is on my phone? What am I supposed to do? Just talk about my feelings with my neighbor? I don't think so. I got to put it down. And that's what I did today. So everybody go enjoy the weekend. There's going to be 48 hours still of new stuff that's going to be breaking this weekend. I have a feeling there will be analysis on this all weekend. There will be no lack of things to read this weekend. Trust me. And I'll see you Monday morning when Tesla stock likely gaps up $50 as retail investors take this as another sign of confidence from Elon. Well, it's a sign of confidence from Elon. The stock's going to go much higher. At this point, you just have to sit back and laugh, folks. All right, everybody enjoy the weekend. I am out of here. Peace!